Hello everyone, it's Trinity Meadows on episode 1 of My Mindful Mind, Self-Love Mentality. Today I'm going to give my fair share of advice on working on yourself and really just self-love in general. I've spent most of my life paralyzed in thought of wanting to do so much for myself but not knowing where to start. I have found that my mind has been my own enemy because I would be stuck thinking about all the things I could make happen, but would be temporarily satisfied with the thought of the possibility and not satisfied with the results of the action if I were to take it. Through the process, I have learned to be mindful of the goals I have for myself and making sure I am doing enough to work toward those goals. Additionally, I have learned to be mindful of what I should and shouldn't tolerate in friendships and relationships and what true friends really are. This is kind of where the name My Mindful Mind comes from. I think a big part of loving yourself is creating a headspace that is enjoyable to be in. As humans, we are thinking all the time, so it is important to be at peace and content in your own thoughts because it affects every aspect of your life. Your reality is your choice. Everything we see in life is just a projection of our state of mind and what we imagine and think. Today, I'm here with my friends Robin and Raven Woodson to conversate and give y'all our fair share of advice and experience with our self-love journey, starting with setting goals for yourself. This kind of sounds cliche, but I feel like setting goals for yourself is a must. But in order to set goals for yourself, you have to know what you love and what you want to do. So for a long time, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know what I enjoyed to do. I was involved in everything. I was involved in like so much stuff that I didn't have a chance to feel like passionate about something. But kind of towards the end of my senior year, I finally decided, you know, I really like talking and I like communicating with people. So I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna go into communications and see where that gets me. With that, I have set goals for myself so I can make sure I kind of get to where I want to be in my career. So right now I just have a goal of like getting myself out there, and like a past goal that I had was really getting accepted into A&M. Obviously a goal in the future I have is to graduate, you know, get a career in communications and really just keep on branching off. Raven, what is your experience with like finding what you like to do?
So I definitely feel you on like the high school thing, because just being into like getting into everything is a good thing because you get a feel for everything, but then again it kind of backfires on you because then it's like it's hard to just choose one thing to focus on,
right?
Everything just seems so interesting to do, and who wants to just like do one thing their whole entire life? But like, but you had to like really enjoy that thing because you're gonna do it for so many years.
Yeah,
so
I think that's what stressed me out a lot too, is like really deciding what I love to do, because I was stressed because that's literally what I'm gonna be doing for the rest of my life.
And definitely, so like I knew I did want to go into the business aspect. Just coming to A&M, like that was a big thing, first of all, like getting into A&M.
That was just one of the goals you set for yourself.
Yeah. And then now it's just taking it semester by semester, just keeping GPAs up. Right now I'm in the process of moving into business, and I got to keep my GPA up with the current major I have, which is difficult, but I mean, it's going to prepare me for the next step.
Right.
Which is to be admitted into Mays.
Robin, what would you say your experience is?
Right, so elementary school, I knew that I wanted to be a dentist. Like, for whatever reason, like, that interested me. Like, I don't really know what it was about it, but that's just something I really wanted to do. And I think I allowed peer pressure to come in going into high school, because I think that everybody was just, you know, I want to be a psychologist. So I tried to convince myself, you know, I think I want to be a psychologist too. But after, you know, sitting down with this, like, I don't want to be a psychologist. Like, I don't know where I got that from. So peer pressure definitely was trying to like eat away at my mind. But I had to dig deep when applying for colleges, and you're actually having to choose, okay, what do you plan on majoring in? Like, you know, this is going to be the rest of my life. What is something that I want to do for the rest of my life, and something that's going to be able to support the lifestyle that I want to live? So, you know, I dug deep and went back to dentistry. Like, I knew that's what I wanted to do when I was little. So, I think coming to A&M, I already had that mindset that this is what I'm going to do. I've been trying to, you know, connect with people here at A&M, and, you know, just try to get insight on what they're doing. And I think that another thing with a lot of outside influences, it's a good thing and a bad thing, because if you use it to motivate you to do more, like you need to step up your game and, you know, just be out there more. But also it can be negative, because you're just thinking everybody else is ahead of me. They already know what they want. So I definitely do think that the way you look at the outside world, you're going to have to, like, know how to navigate it and how to feel towards what other people have going on.
Right. I felt like that was a big thing for me too, because once I moved to college, and I still, like, I just felt so discouraged, because it was like everybody I was in class with had already had experience in communication somewhere or another. And I came in with dual credit, so I'm in classes, like, most of my classes are pertaining to my major. So everybody's one step ahead of me, involved in everything, and I just felt so behind. But I realized, like, we have so many opportunities that are presented to us, and you just need to take them up, and you keep experiencing things so you can build your way up to your end goal, really. And your end goal should be what you want to do, because that's, like, what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. You want to do what you're going to be happy with.
I think that's one thing, like, I learned coming to college too. Like, if you get so caught up in what everybody else is doing, like, it just makes you more anxious. But you have to realize that everybody has their own process of doing things. Everybody is on a different timeline of what they're supposed to be doing. And everything that's supposed to happen is going to happen.
Right.
But then again, like you said, we have to take up those opportunities and stuff to connect with people.
Right. But really, I think it is important to find what you love to do, like a long-term goal out of it. I'd make sure that there's milestones that you can accomplish along the way. Mm-hmm. So you're constantly, like, seeing progression. Right. And you're encouraging yourself to, like, keep going.
Right. Because when you're looking at it, it's like a big whole thing. Like, as far as for me, like, dentistry, if I just thought of that one big goal, getting to dental school, like, I would feel discouraged because it's so far away. But if I made goals along the way, so, like, even at the end of the first semester, I made a goal for myself going into winter break. Okay, before winter break is over with, I need to have my dental assistant test done. So I have something to look forward to after I got it done. And they actually sent me, like, saying that I've got approved to be a registered dental assistant. That was a goal that I was proud of. Yeah. So now I'm going into the summer with other goals I want to reach, being able to work in a dental office.
And, like, looking at, like, long-term goals as a whole without little milestones that you can reach along the way can be so overwhelming. To the point, like, where you don't start working towards it at all.
It's almost like trying to solve a, like, 1,000-piece puzzle. Like, if you look at the whole thing, you're gonna be like, man, it's gonna take forever. But if you be like, okay, well, let me get the dog part of the picture, right? Let me get the car. Like, you fill in these little things, and the thing comes, like, it comes together. But you accomplish one thing and stuff, and, like, reward yourself, because we're all human. Like, we have to reward ourselves about the things we did do, not what we haven't done.
I think another part of really loving yourself is evaluating the people who are around you. And this is so big to me. I was involved. I was very involved. I was at many events, and I always met people through organizations. So I had a whole bunch of, like, different friends. But true friends are so different than, like, regular friends that you just, you know,
people you associate yourself with every now and then.
Right. And I think many people mistake their friends as good friends. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, like, all the people you, like, talk to, verbally communicate with, cordial with, they don't always have your best interests in mind. Right.
And, you know, many people don't realize that friends are actually supposed to correct you, bro.
Right. Like, I think this generation is used to
enablers. And if someone enables your way of thinking, as long as they agree with you, you're just like, oh, okay, this must be my best friend. And like, no, your best friend is supposed to be behind, like, be beside you, stand behind you. But they're also, if they're your true friends and they care about you the way true friends are supposed to, they don't want to see you self-sabotage.
And it's really different when you have a friend correct you other than like your mom and dad.
Right, because you're more likely to listen to somebody, you know, that's, I want to say on your level, because, you know, parents, you just think they're always nagging. So I'm just like, yeah, you're going to say that anyway, just because you're my mama or you're my dad. Like,
yeah,
that's just what you're going to say.
Yeah.
But when a friend does, it's like, okay, maybe I need to listen because, like, she's saying something, or he or she is saying something that I'm not.
I feel like you can feel when someone just doesn't have the best interest of you. If they're not supportive of, like, what you want to do and your goals, then, or, like, they don't help you in any way to, you know, kind of get you going.
Yeah.
Then I don't think they're your real friend.
You're not.
Yeah, because that's, like, almost like when they say having an equally yoked relationship with, like, your partner.
Right.
Like, it's the same thing with friendships, too. Like, if I see you're not making any moves to go anywhere in life for you personally, then why would I want to be around that? Because if you're not doing it for yourself, you're sure not going to help me do what I need to do.
Right.
So, like, we could still be cordial, cool, but, like, I want to surround myself more so with the people who have the same, not necessarily the same goals in mind, because we don't have to both be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But trying to go somewhere. Be, like, always try to improve on what you can do as, like, personally. Like,
yeah.
Personal goals and stuff.
And things are so much easier to get done when your friends are kind of associated in that same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's really just, like, an accountability thing.
Sometimes you do need those people. It's some moments in life where you just need to be told, or not necessarily told that you're right, but, like, just feel understood. So, in some things, you may not always need that connection from your friend, but that's why a good friend will know when to, and sometimes when to just be a listening ear and not necessarily give feedback.
And, you know, like, I think people don't really understand the impacts of, like, what a person in your life, period, can have on your daily routine or what you want to do. I think if you're seeing someone every day, like, this is your friend, they're every day, if they're not encouraging you to follow what you want to do,
they would be content with life being in a standstill, just going through the same process every day. I think a good friend is really supposed to,
right,
like, you know, if we're seeing each other every day, it's just a constant checkup. Like, you know, when both of y'all were applying for jobs, it was like, okay, how did it go? Okay, what's the next step?
Right.
We were like, it was like a constant checkup. Like, okay, how is this going?
And it kind of helps me. Like, if y'all are asking me, how is your job interview going? How are the steps going? It's encouraging me to, like, keep, you know, getting this process done, because y'all are going to be asking about it, you know?
Right.
And I think the standstill thing was very accurate, because I feel like friends should not be content with being at a standstill, you know, just repeating the same day really over and over again. And
like, just working to, like, implement some things in our routine just to make it, like,
make yourself just better.
Yeah,
really.
Make you feel more whole, make your, like, everyday life more fulfilling, because you're, like, doing some type of task.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to. Having just, like, a hustler mindset, but having people around you that know, sometimes it's good to know people that know more than you, because, I mean, you could feed off each other. Just being able to, like, feed off each other's energy, I think that's important. Good relationship.
Overall, the middle part of self-love is the hardest, because it all comes down to knowing what you want for yourself, how you are going to go about it, and what you do and do not tolerate with the friendships that will be encouraging you in the process. Tune into episode 2 to learn how discipline plays into our goals, working out, healthy eating, and much more. We hope you offer an ear to listen and a mind to be mindful. See you soon!